They're under threat because basically the land agents want the land. They're not ours. They came here for us 15 years ago, but Hoverspeed, the owners that bought them here to store them, sold them to a private individual who's walked off site this week and left the hovercraft, and the land agents are set on breaking them up.
Why do you want to save them so much?
Well, we're here with a hovercraft museum. We've got 80 hovercraft on display at our little museum, which has had the Holmes community's blessing. They're our landlord, and we want to stay here. And we want to stay here with what we wanted, a giant cross-channel hovercraft as the focal point. We don't need two of them. We're quite happy to assist in the breakup and the removal of one, and we can save the land agents money on that and help them along the way. The nation only needs one of these giants. They're 300 tonners, and really, this is our last chance. 15 years on, we thought it would all be done and dusted 15 years ago. And here we are at the same place 15 years later with this imminent threat. The land agents want to start on these craft as soon as we're speaking. And I just want to make sure that we get public opinion on our side and do our best to save one of them.
Why do you think they're so special, not just to you guys here at the museum, but to people in the area? I mean, I guess there's something quite sort of emotional about them.
Well, yes, the Solent is the home of the hovercraft, and yesterday saw the brand new prototype from Griffin Hoverwork do its maiden voyage, the hovercraft that's going to be doing the service for the next 10, 15, 20 years. However, the British industry is worth 30 million, and if we seem to be breaking up our heritage, it doesn't look good. And the most important thing is 80 million people have travelled on this craft. Everyone, it's part of people's life. The next generation won't know anything about them, and there will never be these giant car-carrying hovercraft again.
For people who perhaps haven't been down to Leon Solent and haven't seen them, just describe what it is you're trying to say.
Well, yeah, it's exciting for us because we've been shut for the long period of time while the buildings were done up. We opened up on January the 2nd, so just open now to show off this collection and told this bad news. But these hovercraft are a unique piece of British heritage. Nowhere else in the world is there a hovercraft museum. We're the only one, and we've got the world's oldest operational hovercraft, we've got the smallest ones, and of course these giant cross-channel ones, which so many people know because they were built locally, designed locally, and of course worked there years across the English Channel.
What have you heard from the land agents today? I mean, is it looking positive for you guys?
Well, no, it isn't. The land agents have just stuck to their guns and have said they want to develop the site. Homes and communities, it's in the name. But hopefully we can fit into the community bit. But the Hovercraft Museum has always had the support of the land agents. They've let us stay here. We've had five landlords here: the Royal Navy, the Defence Estates, the South East England Development Agency, now Homes and Communities, and of course whoever's going to buy the site. So we don't want this site sold with us not on it. We want to be part of British heritage and tell the story.
Is there anything that people locally and across the South can do to help?
Well, we're open on Saturday, tomorrow. Every Saturday we're open. Please come and show your support for it, because if people are visiting us, and the whole collection is belongs to the nation. The land belongs to the nation now. These giant cross-channel hovercraft belong to the nation. And the land agents, the government own the site. Why not put it all together with the trust, the Hovercraft Museum Trust, which already belongs to the nation? It's a no-brainer, really, and we just need to get the authorities to give us one. This is really for us our last chance. I mean, we've been fighting for 24 years to achieve this hovercraft museum. We have a collection of 80 hovercraft, and many of them were stored inside the big ones up until this point. And suddenly to have the centrepiece, it's not the icing on the cake, it's the cake. And to lose that at this stage would be devastating.